Okay, welcome to our episode of Right to Roam. We're jewelry students. We're outside the jewelry room, which we can beep into. Does it make a sound?
Yeah.
Hear that. We can get into jewelry. Where should we go now? Ceramics?
Let's try ceramics.
I already know we can't get into ceramics, but we can have a good old-fashioned shot. Okay, here's us trying to get into ceramics. That means no, sir. Kiln workshop. No, sir. Basically, we can't get in anywhere. But we can get into the 3D suite.
No, we can't.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. We can't. Okay, we can't. We can't get in anywhere, basically. What else should we try? Let's try getting to here. This is the Digital Fabrication Bureau. Beep, 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 beep. No, sir. Okay, Spatial Practices Studios. We can get in there. No, but it made my card go green. We can get into the Spatial Practices Studio. Should we go through? Let's investigate. Oh, that's because this is like the same family as jewelry.
We get into product design.
I'm not sure, to be honest, babe. Monica. Can we get into this room? Oh, there's people in there. Let's not try that. Can we get into this room?
Teaching room.
This is a teaching room.
No,
no sir.
Where? We can get in.
Where?
B104.
Yes. Okay, let's try and get into Culture and Enterprise. No, sir. Okay, we have concluded through our experiment that we can't get in anywhere apart from the jewelry studios, and that's a load of wank. Bye!
Put that on the radio. Okay, so I'm now leaving my fine art studio. I obviously can get into that room, but only fine art people on different pathways can. And the next, actually, the nearest classroom to me is the fashion one, but you can't go into that because the door's open, but I'm scared, so I'm not gonna go in there because they normally shout at you if you do. And then I'm heading towards the roof terrace, which is actually kind of fun. Oh, I can't open it. Oh my god. Okay. The outdoor terrace is really cute. Oh, but it's so sunny. It's not open in winter, but they've now opened it again, which is so fun. Can't smoke, but that's okay. Now I'm actually going to head to film and video area because that's where I need to go to. And I'm going to do photography to get there, which is such a win. And I'm going to the costume cupboard. I'm now in the locker room because I need the toilet, which is all fashion lockers. And we don't get a locker until second year, so that's annoying. This is corridor. I'm passing the textiles place, which is really good because as a fine art student I can also go in there and do printing and embroidery and that kind of thing. But yeah, there's sometimes like fashion obviously have priority, but it's still cool that we can go in there. And now my film and video, which is where I'm doing my work today. But I'm actually going to head to the costume cupboard first for another project. Oh, sorry, thanks. And they also sometimes let us in, which is fun. But they never have the opening times, which is very annoying. And they don't really like fine art students. Okay, it's open tomorrow, that's fine. So I can't go in there today, but I will go tomorrow instead. I can get into a lot of rooms, but I do feel like I've been here since September, And I think I know about 5 rooms that well, and then the rest of them I'm too scared to go in. So I don't know why that is, but
Right, so I'm starting in the culture and enterprise room. Lovely little space, common room. I know for a fact I can get in here. I just did. I'm gonna go and try all the different doors. So, yeah, that was the sound of me not being able to get into the staff room, which is totally fair, I think. Even though if I do want to go and talk to one of my tutors, it's sort of a bit harder. So I'm now going to leave into the noise. And I'm going to go upstairs and see what we can do. Beautiful sunny day. Up these stairs.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm now on the second floor on the little bridging over the street. And I also know I can get into C202, which is the main culture criticism and curation classroom. But there's a class in there and I don't want to scare them, so I'm not going to try. So now I'm walking past the fashion and textile studio. The door's actually open, funnily enough. So I don't need to be, if I wanted to, I could march in there. I don't have anything to do in there, but that's open. But let's just try and see what it does. Big old red. Red. Another beep beep beep. No, stay out of here. It's telling me. Stay out. Karen marching. Graphic design. Graphic communication. Am I allowed? No, I'm not. No graphics for me. Karen strong. Let's try jewelry. Like, I need to. Well, now I'm currently doing a collaboration with the jewellery students, if you call it a collaboration. So I've been needing to go in there a couple times this week to have a meeting in their workshop and chat about the texts that I'm writing for them. And again, I know for a fact there's going to be a big old red, angry, disrespectful, how dare you, beep telling me to wait, and then I need to be let inside by one of them, which has been very inconvenient. So those workshops are not open for me. Let's go and check it out. Let's try. Nope. It is kind of embarrassing doing this. I feel a bit scared. I'm like, I hope no one sees this, but it's beeping away. I wonder if any of them will be able to come into, like, I wonder how it's structured. Can they come into culture and enterprise? Is it based on sort of department? Who's allowed where? Is there, like, and how does it work? Like, do they decide when they give you a card? And then if you say switch course, can you then, like, is it automatic that it's switched? Do you know what I mean? Is there like a big database somewhere? And is that who can access all doors? Maybe just maintenance, housekeeping, something. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to try out today. Thank you for listening, and let me in.